Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please let us give thanks to our God. Tell God, say, Lord, my God, I thank you for the willing heart you've given me to walk with you. I'm grateful to you, Lord, my God. I thank you for giving me a willing heart to walk with you. In Jesus Christ's name, we give thanks. Amen. Let us pray to God. Tell God, say, my Heavenly Father, in your mercy, please give me reasons to be glad and to rejoice throughout this month. In the name of Jesus Christ, Almighty God, my Heavenly Father, please show me mercy and give me reasons to be glad and to rejoice throughout this month. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 to 8. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 to 8. I read from God's Word translation. That is from GW version of the Holy Bible. I read now. I passed on to you the most important points of doctrine that I had received. Christ died to take away our sins as the scriptures predicted. He was placed in a tomb. He was brought back to life on the third day as the scriptures predicted. He appeared to Cephas. Next, he appeared to the 12 apostles. Then he appeared to more than 500 believers at one time. Most of these people are still living, but some have died. Next, he appeared to James. Then he appeared to all the apostles. Last of all, he also appeared to me. I am like an aborted child who was given life. Full stop. Praise God. One of the boldest statements in the history of humanity is the claim that Jesus Christ died, that he was buried, he rose from the dead, and that he ascended into heaven, from where he will also return to establish the new heavens and the new earth. But the unbelieving, the merely religious, the scientific, and the archaeological world has tried in vain to counter this claim. The Jewish superintelligence also has dug diligently into futility, seeking to invalidate the resurrection story. Glory, hallelujah to God. Jesus Christ's bones are not on display in the Israeli Museum or in any museums of this world. And that is because he rose from the dead to die no more. So it is no longer a claim, it is no longer a tale or a myth or a story. It is the saving truth now. Without the resurrection, there will have been no Christianity. Christ will have remained an ugly skeleton in God's cupboard. But Jesus Christ rose from the grave triumphantly, defeating death once and forever. And anyone who truly and heartily believes in the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a saved soul. His sins are forgiven. He becomes a child of God, truly born again, empowered to live a new life, the sin-overcoming life, the God-pleasing life, the God-glorifying life, the earthly life that is endued with eternal life, the life that will inherit God's everlasting kingdom. It is this resurrection power that is powering every believer's life on this earth, enabling him or her to walk with God. It is the resurrected life that can walk with God. Let us pray. Almighty God, thank you, O Lord, for the gift of your Son Jesus. Thank you for the sacrifice at Calvary. Thank you for the resurrection, the saving truth, not just a myth. And thank you for those of us who have believed and we have been saved. Thank you for the resurrection life in us. Lord, I pray that there will be no backsliders among us, but that you supply us the grace day by day to continue to walk with you. Thank you, Holy Father, May we be emboldened and enabled also to win souls, to bring more converts into the faith. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.